Hello, hello, people. Welcome back to another episode of Kit Season. It was supposed to be Brett that does the intro, but he forgot he has a job.
Yes, yeah, welcome back. I got caught off guard. The 5-4-3-2-1 apparently was not enough indication. But yeah, welcome back. We have another amazing episode for you guys here tonight. We have a fun little interview tonight as well. Should be a good episode. I'm pretty excited to welcome Diaza. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. I should have asked that sooner. should be in for a fun episode. Lots of support here already from people in the comments. So I think we should probably, Taylor, I think you got the next thing right.
Yeah. Okay. A couple things for us before we get into talking to Diego Hurtado, which we will get to very soon. I want to go ahead and thank John Hunt, Frank, Anthony, Aaron, Jay, Christopher Cohn, Harry Austin, John Fuller, Michael Fuchs, Joshua Duder, Noah Telford. Thank you so much for being wonderful patrons. And while we're talking about kits, we want to go ahead and shout out the new Kit Season kit. This is the Splatter kit. It is all the rave for the biggest league in the world. Hey, shout out to the biggest league in the world for like joining the US Open Cup, but that's a different show. We're not here for that, Kaylor. We would rather talk about fashion, which is why we are here to plug a little bit of the Kit Season kit. And also, just super fun stuff. 100% of the proceeds, like all of our kits, go to charity. So like 100%, we don't keep any of it. So please help us out. We're helping out Backyard Footy. Check out the kit, buy the kit. They even do the cool like pay in four. So if you're like me who feels like that's actually cheaper, even though it's totally not, like it's for you.
It's different. It's different. It's the same, but it's different.
It's so different. Yeah. and before we get to Diego from Diaza, I want to just go ahead and I feel like I've asked everybody at this point. So now I'm just going to just kind of throw it out there into the ether. I want you to imagine, close your eyes, that you have a child. And some of you say, oh my goodness, I do have a child. And with that child, they walk up to you and say, hey, parental figure, mom or dad, I want to be a goalkeeper. And you say, well, child, you're like 20 years old now. It's a little late, don't you think? And they say, no, because I actually know about this group called Prime Focus Goalkeeping, where they accept people of any age and ability level to get coaching. Okay.
And so there's hope for me.
There's hope for you.
And at 32.
Brett and me, there's no hope for me. But that's beyond the point. They do all the good stuff. They have some of the best coaching. He says the Carolinas, I'm going to say it, the Southeast,
North America,
even, a champion of the biggest league in the world, the USL, Brandon Miller, his organization. It's his stuff. And if you're like, dude, I don't need coaching, I'm the best, well, why don't you wear the best? The gloves are honestly fantastic. I said it before, I don't catch anything. I can't catch anything. I was catching stuff. So check out Prime Focus Goalkeeping. Support a local USL legend. Super excited. And this was the same segue as last time, but I'm not original. who gets to wear the best kits ever? The goalkeepers, obviously. And speaking That's of true. Kits, Diego Hurtado from Diaza. Welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Thank you. Good. Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys tonight.
Absolutely, man. I want to go ahead just open up the question just real fast of what is Diaza football clothing?
What you mean, like, was the Diaza word? Like, what does it mean?
I mean, like, what about the brand? Like, what all do you do? Because it's not just the kits. Like, it is a whole fashion line, basically.
Yeah. So, obviously, I started the brand, back in the day, like 5 years ago. And we were called first Jinga, okay? That was a terminology for it was a Brazilian word. What it means, like, it was like jogo bonito, like like the Ronaldinho stuff and the you know, Zico, Pelé. It was like a skillful, beautiful thing that you could, you know, dribble the ball and all that. And it made sense for me because Jenga, I love that word. I used to love it. I started the brand as Jenga, but as I started getting more serious, I trademarked the word and the logo. And there was like 100 Jengas from Brazil and all over the place. So I had to redo the branding and the logo could still the same, but I turned it to a D. So, and then I started looking for words because I thought about it, right? Like I'm not from Brazil. Why am I using a Brazilian word, right? So I look into my roots, into the Colombian roots, because I'm Colombian. Nice. And there was this word that it means like if from the tribes, it means like you have to be disciplined. To be a leader, you have to have discipline. You got to be strong. You got to, you know, hard work, have this mentality. And the words like you have to have Diaza to be this leader, to, you know, to do all this kind of stuff. So to me, that was the perfect word. To me, it was like, you know, because in soccer, it's kind of the same thing, right? You got to, if you want to be a professional soccer or you want to, you know, pursue this career, like you need a lot of discipline, hard work, mentality, you know, stay focused. And that's exactly the message that we, from the get-go, we started creating and we create this whole movement, Diaza mentality, you know, the champions brand that we now, it becomes more than just jerseys, right? Because I guess that's how we started it. As a, you know, like a jersey, you know, customized and all this kind of stuff. But with the time, it's like the past 2 years, it became like a whole brand, right? Like it became like a serious brand where now we do the whole apparel for any team, professional teams. You know, we do tracksuits, training gear, bags, even now soccer balls, you know, like it has become something more than just like a jersey brand, right? It's a total like customizable soccer brand.
Yeah, that's awesome. And as you kind of alluded to, you're more than just a soccer. I'm looking at some of the leagues you do. It's a Jai Alai League. Did I say that right?
Yeah. I don't even know how to pronounce the word, to be honest. we call it Jai Alai, right? And it's this sport that is this I don't even know where this sport is from, to be honest. But they're playing it in Miami in a casino, like very, you know, it's like, how do you say all that? Like, you know, like you just throw a ball to the wall and he bounces back. And
I know this. It looks like a giant lacrosse.
Yeah.
It's like a giant lacrosse thing. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, you know, so the thing about this was that the owner of the casino, you know, we got connected and then we talked to them and they're like, oh yeah, we're looking for some for jerseys. And they're like, oh, we might be able to do some customized jersey for you guys. And we did a whole collection for them. I think it's in the page before that one. And it was like, oh, like, you know, design, everything like that. We even put like, you know, like these jackets and even compression. And like they went all, you know, all the way. They wanted to do the whole catalog with us. So we decided to do it with them. And they have some famous people playing in these things, you know, like NBA retired players, UFC fighters. And you know the designs are good, and I think my team did a really good job. I like that red one. That red one is nice. And then the team has become huge, and they love it, man. And they sell a lot of jerseys in the casino. They do ask for a lot.
That's awesome. I gotta
visit that casino now. I guess I don't know. I gotta see this. It looked crazy from the little 2 minute clip that I saw.
That sport's crazy. Like. It comes up on my reels constantly, and I'm just like, "What is this thing?" So,
yeah. It's a fast pace. It's like, you know, that ball goes to like 150 miles per hour. It's crazy. I don't even know how they do that, but we saw it right, and obviously we saw the business perspective. But then we put that Diaza mentality, right? The design, we brought something different that they were not using before. They love it, and they actually redo the whole jerseys for this. Is a new season coming up, so there's gonna be a whole like they changed the whole design and everything. So it's pretty cool. Yeah. That league is pretty cool.
That's awesome. So then my first question. I'm not actually asked a question yet. So using what you know, how you guys are partnered with this entire league, how do you take that like that you know, obviously that's a massive kind of undertaking in the sense, right? How do you kind of use that to kind of like push that to teams, to like promote yourself. To like also, hey, I'm partnering with this, you know, this lead and doing all this like equipment for them. How do you then like use that to go like to like a soccer team? Like obviously I'm wearing right now AFC, you know, Ann Arbor. So like, how does, you know, well, wait, how did you get that too? So like, you know, kind of that process, you know what I mean?
How can we utilize that? Yeah, no, of course. I mean, I think it's important to understand that when you partner up with leagues, is huge, right? Because you're not only getting one team, you're getting a bunch of teams in even though, right? We have this other sport, I don't know if you guys have seen it, it's called Quadbo, right? And it's this Harry Potter game. Trust me, guys, I don't even know. They have a stick in the legs and they actually throw the ball in the three, you know, like the circle, like they throw it in the, it's a whole league. It's called Quadbo.
Yeah.
And the whole league, we signed the whole league for 3 years. And they have this bunch, all these teams. And we create the whole gear for them, you know, like the jackets, like the, obviously they come for the, you know, for the jerseys and all that. And we create all these aspects for this league. And this league has a massive following. They even have scholarships in some colleges here in the US. And, you know, like you get to find out these things that you don't even know about. And it's funny because even though sometimes it's not related to soccer, definitely you see how organized they are. Like they're very organized. When they come to us, it was like you have to do a bid and it was a proposal and it was, you know, a business plan. And then you had to tell them, hey, can you deliver? Can you deliver before, you know, the 3 weeks? This, that, you know, can you deliver for the whole league? And it's just like, and they start, and they also, they like to do their own designs as well. So that's something that we do as well. We partnered up with the league's design, you know, design team, and then we create both of us, right? Like we combine and then we go from there. But they're pretty cool, man. They're pretty nice and they have a lot of following, to be honest. That's
the one we're looking at right now, that Forge, that's sick. Can we talk about this? Can you highlight that 4000 right there? $40 for a kit. That's how do you make that possible?
Well, these obviously this is massive, right? Like this is a lot of stock. They buy in bulk. They, you know, they have a whole league, so they want to supply for the whole fan base, and they do have a niche. You know, like they're very, whoever is following this league, you know, the players and their friends and all that, they're very passionate about this. You know, and they will tell you like, hey, we're gonna sell 2,000 jerseys, and it was no joke. They do sell that much, right? So. So we when obviously, you know, you buy in bulk and everything, that's when you can start playing with the, you know, the lower prices a little bit more.
Yeah, that's nice. Cause I mean, I feel like that's something we speak about a lot is, you know, cost efficiency for the fan and, you know, $40 and I saw it cost a little bit extra to get your name and number and stuff like that. But like I'm looking at my USL team and they're like, here's the price and here's $30 to put a name on it and stuff like that. And it's just, you know, you're at like, I could buy a whole kit from you for the price to just get my name on the back, get my favorite player on the back. So like, I don't know if I was a new team, a USL 2 team, USL 1 team, even championship team, like I would be coming to a company like you because obviously you're organized. Obviously you have the equipment as well. You're not just a supplement jersey maker or whatever, you're making everything that goes with it.
Yeah, I think that aspect we kind of understand the market, right? Like you need to have these jerseys that are affordable for people, and you know that are, because some of the jerseys you can only like sublimate, right? Like no 3D logos, nothing like that, right? But there's some of the jerseys that we make for, let's say, for the competitive, you know, for the people, for the pro players, that have a lot of details, you know, that has silicone logos, mesh on the sides, you know, like a nice color, double color. I mean, you could, you know, the one that he's wearing, the NRV, you know, is a pretty logo. And, you know, like we kind of design these jerseys for the pro players, for the, you know, bigger leagues. And you can pick and choose, right? Like, obviously, if you want this jersey, it's not going to cost $40. It's going to, you know, cost a little bit more. But then we give two options, right? Only the sublimated ones. And then the ones with all the details, like authentic jersey from Diaza, it will be a little more expensive. But But I think it has played out good because some people like, you know, the ones with the 3D logo and everything. And some other people just like, you know, sublimated very easy to go and affordable, you know. So that's something that we detect and we try to attack in both markets.
Love that. And one of the things that I've also noticed here as you go through, like, obviously this entire league, one of the things that we also like to harp on is templates. I don't think I've seen a template really at this point. I mean, I've seen some like your like t-shirts and stuff, whatever, that's t-shirt, but like in your like jerseys and kits, I don't see a template. Like, I love that. And like, is that like a focus from Diaza to like be specific for every team?
Okay, so that's how we started it, and it's sustainable to a certain point, right? Because obviously, mm-hmm. when you have so many teams created, especially one jersey for training, one jersey for this, it kind of become, you know, very tough to do.
Yeah.
So what we decided is obviously whoever wants this service is some extra work that we will have to do, right? And then they will have to be serious about it because we not only do the jerseys, right? Like we work a lot with marketing services, you know, social media services. If you guys, you know, will follow us, and especially we're not that big in Twitter, but I consider myself pretty big on, you know, Instagram and where you can see more like, you know, like the jerseys and stuff like that. And I think in Instagram we have a lot of following, and the work that we have put in there is for the teams, right? So if you bring the team. Like, I'm not only just going to build you a jersey or whatever. I want you to look good, right? Like, I want brand awareness for both of us. And I think that's the message that we got out there. And sometimes creating different kits for everybody, it works that way. But now that we have so many teams, what we started to do is trying to do some kind of templates, but with some differentiations, you know, like to be honest, in the Aza, we don't like catalogs, right? Like, you know, where you have like 5 templates and yeah, pick from here and then that's it, you know, here you go, blah, blah, put the logo and then see you later, right? Like we don't want to work that way, right? We want to be, feel every team to be special, and obviously now that we're in the big leagues and, you know, USL, that's exactly what we want them to treat it like professionals, you know?
Yeah, which is,
I would like to jump in real quick, and this was something that Damon put in. Like, you guys did the Bandidos jersey last year. And obviously, supporters groups are, you know, their own kind of thing. They're their own kind of, I don't want to say monster because they're not. They are the lifeblood of, you know, of everything, you know, especially in the U.S., right? But, you know, you're having to figure out a way to create the brand that literally fans want. These are the fans' thing, while also trying to keep the identity of the club that they support. And obviously they'll come to you with ideas, but how do you balance two brands at the same time?
That's a good question. It is pretty tough. I think with Bandidos, it wasn't as hard as we also have a partnership with Saudi Legion, which is from the Inter Miami. And it's been a little bit difficult with them, obviously, you know, for the MLS and all that stuff. With Bandidos, it was pretty easy because they actually had another brand that was called Bandidos Clothing, I think. It's right there where the Diaza logo was supposed to go. And we did like a partnership because obviously we know the guy, you know, Zach. I don't think he's there anymore, but he wanted to create his own, you know, line for the jerseys and all that. You know, the turnaround time was killing him with his other factory or whoever he was working with. So we told him like, hey, we could put it online. You know, you don't have to buy in bulk. We just have it in here and there. And then, but he was very close with the owner, I guess with the owners or whoever make the image decisions. And he got permission from them to, you know, use part of the logo and all that kind of stuff, right? We always ask for that because we don't want to mix up things, right? Like we don't want to put the Phoenix logo because we don't have the rights for it. We don't have the licensing, right? And we work with that. Like we don't do replicas, we don't do none of that stuff that we have a contract with the team. So it was kind of difficult at the beginning, but then we kind of twisted it, you know, give it their own touch, and then we went from there. And the Saudi Legion was even more tough because I guess somebody, JC is the name of the guy, the owner of the Saudi Legion, right? He's a huge name in the fans community in Miami. And he was wearing Diaza on one of the meetings with the owners. And they start asking questions like, what is that? You know, who is that? Blah, blah, blah. But they have their own logo. And they go like, that's pretty dope. The jacket that you have is really cool. And he's like, oh, yeah. You know, he started explaining. And then he's like, oh, yeah, but, you know, we wear Adidas, blah, blah, blah. He was in the headquarters wearing Diaza. So I was like, man, bro. It's like, yeah, I guess they – and he went to tour with them in, right now in China and all that, and he was all wearing Diaza. That's it, you know. But the good thing is that Saudi Legion, they have their own logo, right? So we're not putting Inter Miami. We're just working with the fans, right, with the Saudi Legion. And I think it's pretty cool to do that, you know. I've seen a lot of fans, a lot of, you know, hardcore fans that like to create their own customized stuff, and it's great. In South America, you don't really see that too much. They just wear the jerseys for the team.
I was going to ask, for your purposes, obviously seeing the club itself wear the jersey is the goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Last year, when Phoenix Rising won it all, like half of the people in the stands were wearing Phoenix gear. The other half were wearing this Bandidos jersey. Seeing your design being used in promos for the championship winners, was that kind of a cool moment for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's always cool, right? Because obviously we aspire to be in that level. We aspire to be in these finals. We aspire to, you know, be there in the field. That's one of the things that we work so hard for. And I mean, we're not far from it, right? So but seeing it in the fans and people liking the product, right? Because the good comments that we also have, you know, the it's not just the design. It's about, to me, quality is very important, right? Like, if you don't have a good quality, a good product, it will be very tough because you're competing with, you know, Adidas and these other brands that no matter that, you know, how plain the jersey is, the quality is there, right? Like, we can never deny that. You know, I would never come here and say, oh, Nike sucks, right? Because Nike, to me, is the guy, you know? And it's, that's just the truth. But obviously, you know, there's a lot of space in the market, and I feel we have created a niche that is very different from these other brands. You know, I don't like to call them big brands, but older brands, because we're gonna be big enough as well. So
a mentality.
Exactly. So yeah, these older brands, obviously, you know, been in the game for years, have millions of dollars, you know, backing up the projects. So it's a different thing, but with the sources that we have and obviously, you know, everything that we've been building, I think the quality is a great product. It seems different, you know?
Yeah. And kind of a little segue, obviously, Phoenix Rising, you know, those fans were wearing those kits and kind of promoting your kits. Another really kind of, I think, a thing that we wanted to highlight was, I think last year, Ronaldinho had kind of worn a Diaza kit. Do you want to kind of talk about how that's kind of a big deal?
Pretty big deal.
Right.
Nah, it was, oh man, that was fantastic. That was, I think that was one of my proudest moments, you know, with the brand and with the work that we've been doing. It was such a cool moment, you know, him, a legend, man, wearing the Diaza brand plane with the Diaza balls and in a stadium, you know, full of Diaza promotion. It was just like, I was surreal, right? Like you, I couldn't believe it when I was there. I was like, wow. So, but then you got to turn the page, right? Because you got to believe it. Yes, you were there. You were there. Now it's time to do business, right? Now you get these calls. You people are like taking you more serious. People are like, hey, I see you making moves. You know, like, hey, come here, work with us. Hey, do this, do that, you know? And it was huge for us, to be honest. The, you know, the ROI and everything after this event has been just amazing, you know? And not just Ronaldinho, it was, you know, Beron. It was this kid that you see in the picture. This kid is huge in South America. Like, he's a singer, you know, reggaeton and all these Latin songs. And he's just extremely huge in Latin America. So we also have a lot of partners in Colombia, you know, Ecuador, Argentina. and it's just like growing and growing in that side of the world as well. So it's just been amazing, man, to be honest. Having Ronaldinho Reina, it was all worth it, you know, the hard work, and we had to put the deal in like that's the other thing, that the deal landed in like 20 days. They told me, you got 20 days to put this deal together.
Oh, man.
Like, wait, what? And like, yeah, we have 20 deals. We have all their brands in the table. It was Puma and Nike. And then they showed me the jerseys, and it was plain jerseys, just put in the logo. And then I was like, no, you know what? Let me get you a proposal today. So I started with my head of design. You know, we started very late night, and we did these cool designs, you know, and Ronaldinho's jersey, he has a song. He just released a song. Like he's singing, I don't know, from Brazil, right? So I did the barcode. Like I put it in the QR code, and I put it in the jersey. So I put it there. I did the design, you know, and then I send it to them. And I was like, hey, scan the code, you know, and it's going to be Ronaldinho singing. So, man, they went like that we got them there, you know, and then the other jersey, the blue one, is the city from this kid. He's huge in a city in Colombia called Medellin. And that right there, that design is the whole Medellin view, right? So if you really looked at it, and then we told him, listen, this is the city where you're from. And this guy is like extremely passionate about his city. So we got both, and they're like, now we go with the other. So that's how we got the deal. And then to produce it, we have only like 15 days to produce it, 20 days basically. And I had to talk to my factory and just, you know, rush things up and everything like that. So it was pretty tough to get it, but we put it up. And we did, you know, tracksuit jackets, warmer jackets, socks, everything like that. This guy,
wow.
Yeah, we did everything for them.
Had the full kit.
Well, it looks good.
It was pretty nice, man. It was pretty cool. I was there right there, you know, next to Ronaldinho the whole time. It was just amazing, man. It was pretty, pretty nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So as you kind of alluded to, you're obviously leveraging this massive moment here, right? And I've seen, you know, especially with Phoenix Rising again, and also I'm wearing AFC Ann Arbor, and you're trying to, I'm guessing, branch more into the U.S. market. You want to kind of elaborate a little bit further on that? In like the whole U.S. market here a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, you know, I'm from, you know, Colombia, South America, but we are a U.S. brand, right? Like no matter what, no matter where I'm from, I don't see colors. I don't see, you know, like, I don't see, you know, what country you're from. I just see humans and I'm grateful to, you know, work with everybody, especially with any culture, right? I think that's soccer, right? When you step in the field, when I was a player, I play with a million nationalities, right? You know, from all around the world. So I always feel like there was no difference. And I think that's the beauty of soccer, right? Because when you're in the field, like you became one, right? Like there's not a color, there's nothing, man. And I think that's just the beauty of soccer. And to me, the brand is the same, right? I mean, if people see it as we're a South American brand or, you know, a Latin brand or whatever the case may be, they might be wrong, right? Because we are a brand for everybody. So our market is obviously, you know, the U.S. mostly and the teams, you know, we just want to get the teams that want to be serious, that want to look professional, right? That have a squad, that play a big tournament. Now we do for, you know, quad ball, high ally. We also have a college. We do, people don't really know about it, but we do also baseball, volleyball, tennis. Like we do the whole apparel, right? Like we're becoming that big branch as well. We just don't promote it as much because obviously our main focus is soccer. That's like our hardcore, you know, belief. But we do also have other sports. And yeah, you know, penetrating the market, you know, to us, to me, I played the USL, right? Like I played USL Championship, USL One, you know, and I always loved the league. I always was very passionate about it. The teams, the stadiums, you know, I guess I was in the stage where it was developing. Not what it is today, which is becoming like really crazy good, you know. But to be in this market, to be in from the USL 2 to, you know, like now the big leagues is something that, man, I wake up every day, I'm like, what are we gonna create, right? What are we gonna do with these teams? It's just pretty cool, man. And I guess my knowledge of soccer and, you know, the marketing and the brand awareness, bringing it to the teams, it has cultivated a great relationship with each team, right? Because sometimes you get owners, you get people, corporate, you know, when they don't really know a lot about soccer, right? So yeah. they need that guy, right? They need that presence. They need somebody that kind of says like, hey, you could do this, right? You could do a rebuild kit like this. You could do something like this. And I think we have established that in the market and people just loving them, and they've been very grateful and they just, you know, love the Diaza mentality.
Mm-hmm. And that's definitely something I appreciate from you, because like you said earlier, you mentioned the word catalog. Because, you know, if you go with other companies, they're just going to mail you something like, all right, tell us what you want. We'll do it or whatever. And it'll cost blah, blah, blah. But when you have somebody who comes in, sits down with you, it's like, hey, we got this marketing strategy. We got this kit design that we're going to develop around you and your team and your city or whatever you actually want. Like, as a fan, I appreciate that, because then I know that you're connected to what I'm about. So that's just my two cents I wanted to add in. Not a question, but appreciation.
That's the key point, right? That's exactly what we want everybody to feel, right? From the owners to the fans. It's crazy how a jersey can do that, right? A jersey can identify from your club, your city, your culture. And we have discovered that with the brand. Because when I was a player, I wouldn't really think, oh, I would like to wear a nice jersey, right? Because I was fitted, you know, like I wanted a nice, not a baggy jersey, which I play with many baggy jerseys, you know, like all this stuff. And I was like, what is this, man? Can I get a nice, you know, nice uniform in this league?
What does play good?
And it was tough, you know? So that's why I also motivated me to create that product for, you know, for professionals, for something different that make you feel like, oh, you know, I'm a pro. I want to wear this. And obviously the fans too, you know, like be happy to wear all that stuff. And we love it, man. You know, the feedback from Chicago House, it was crazy, because they were kind of afraid to jump from Nike to Diaza, you know. Peter Will, I talked to him and he's like, I'm not sure if I want to make that move, you know, but I'm going to do it because, I mean, the designs that we put together with them, it was very nice. And everybody's reaction was like, why didn't you guys have this before? You know, like this is just amazing kid, you know, amazing jersey. And that just says it all, man. It's been a great experience for us, you know?
Yeah.
Something that, you know, we always, or that I started talking about a little bit after I kind of saw it firsthand, was when my club, Birmingham Legion, went over to Hummel, right? There was a lot of comments when it was just announced that they were going to Hummel, right? They were like, we like Nike. Like, we do Nike, right? And it's like, you mentioned the old brands, the ones that have been here the longest, the ones that fans recognize. At the surface level, fans might say, I'm comfortable with Nike. I know the way it fits on me. I'm comfortable with Adidas. I know the way it fits on me. I'm comfortable with Puma, et cetera, et cetera. That they just kind of know that I'm a Nike guy or a Nike girl. And then they saw the custom jerseys and they're like, yo, these are cool. Like, these are different. These are custom. When you're like, when you have that moment, when you're talking to someone, like, I don't know, because there is admittedly, while a super high price point for maybe something not customized, there is a safety net with those old companies because everybody knows them and people are willing to buy it. How do you convince somebody, whether it be an academy club or it be a professional club, to say, hey, no, you want to take this leap of faith. I promise that your people are going to like this.
So you want me to do my pitch right here with two?
Why not? Let's do it.
I know, right? No, basically it works because I know the game, right? I know exactly what Nike is going to put in the table. You know, from a business perspective, and let's say you have Nike in the table, right? And I'm going to tell you, listen, you're a pro team. Nike is going to give you this credit, but then you have to buy from Nike $90,000, you know, from gear. You're going to get, you know, this much gear, but then you got to buy from them $90,000 of this gear, right? There's not customized. There's all catalog. There's all plain and simple. And my man, those days are old. Those days are over. Now people want to see, you know, something nice, something, you know, customized. Quality wise is very important. And we also have, you know, we like I say, we always work in the quality. To me, that's very important. The quality has to be right there, right? Because that's the only way I can compete with Adidas. Because I could have a nice sublimated jersey, but when they compare the two, I'm like, nah, I mean, this is, it looks cool, but you know what? I'm going to go with Nike because the quality is there, you know? Yeah. And I respect that. But when you compare the two and you're like, this quality is, I mean, it's almost the same as this one. I mean, and it has a nice design. And they offer me a lot more credit, and they offer me, in a business perspective, you know, royalties and a whole new deal that Nike is not offering to the lower leagues. Why should I not go with somebody that's, you know, bringing me even more revenue to the club, you know, doing all these things to me? You know, is that kind of stuff that as a business owner, you got to think about it, right? Because when you own a business and a soccer team is a business, you got to think numbers. And if I bring the right numbers, you might consider Diaz because they're bringing you good numbers, right?
Yeah.
And instead of Nike, we know Nike who it is, but they're not going to give me customized. They're not going to give me the numbers that I want. So I had to make a decision right there, you know? And then it comes the other guys, right? Because there's other brands that obviously do the same thing. But I think with the older brands, there's a problem and there's an issue right now, which is, people do not deal straight with the brands, right? You will never find a team deal straight with Nike. They don't have the time. They don't have the people. They only deal with Nike through a retail store, right?
Mm-hmm.
To soccer.com, to this, to the store from the town, blah, blah, blah. What does that mean? That now you have three people involved. And if you have three people involved, at least two need to make money. And that's the brand and the third party and the retail store.
The supplier, yeah.
So that left the club without nothing, or with jackets for the coaches, or this much credit so you can spend on us as well. You know, like all that kind of deal that is the same thing for years. So now we come here and I tell you, listen, the money that this guy was making, I'm going to give it back to the club. What are you going to say? What? And you giving me customized, and yep, you do the tracksuits and you do this and you do that and the sponsorship and marketing and, you know. So I knew how to, you know, enter the market. I knew, you know, where was the problems, the issues, and I still know even more in the future how we can even, you know, put this pitch a little bit more better. But that's the game. That's how I play the game, you know.
That was a good element of the pitch, yeah.
I want to shout out what Smith Video Productions put in the chat.
Yeah.
We talked about this one. I think Chris and I might have talked, or maybe it might have been you and I at one point on Twitter, but like asked like which Diaza kit is the one. And I don't have it on today. It is in the closet, but I have this one. I've never been to Durham. I own this kit. I love it. This is just a great kit. When you are something that, you know, Brett and Fox, when they were putting together their list of like things that make a good kit. Wow. Easy for me to say. It is, when putting it together, is local. What are your ties to local
community?
You know, obviously a map is a great way to tell somebody what's local, right? I mean, it's right there. But I feel like this is a good example. A lot of your stuff has incredible tie-ins to local. How important is that to you to bring in the local flair? And how much leeway do clubs give you to go all the way in?
To me, and I want to, you know, give a huge shout out to my my lead of design. You know, his name is Christian Jamaica. I think he's incredible, man. This is a talented guy. He comes with all these designs. He has a team of designers. So I know they always have meetings and they talk about this, right? What is the, what design are you going to show me so I can present this thing, right? I want you to find out where they're from, you know, something symbolic about the city, you know, what is it that, you know, that the people like about this city, and what is it then? We have a meeting with the club with Josh about, you know, brainstorming about the design. Like some clubs are very open to it, right? They come and tell you like, oh, I want this, or I like to see, you know, the Chicago flag on it, or I like to see this, or I like to see that. So we gathered all that information and we always gave them like four or five options, you know? And maybe they like option A and they want to combine with B, and you know, that's how we get the final result. Some of the teams, they just say like, hey, create me whatever you can, you know, and they will be impressed by the first thing that they see, because the work that we put is tough. So and some other ones like to create their own. They just tell us like, hey, can we make the design and you guys make it? We were doing that before a lot, but we stopped doing it because they will go to other brands and bring those designs to us, right? Mm-hmm. And it's pretty difficult for you to identify where these designs come from, right? So you ask the owners and some of them will say, oh no, we made it. And then, oh, you know, like, oh no, this other brand made it. And to me, that's kind of disrespectful, because I know how hard the designers work and how each, you know, each brand or each, you know, customized kit people work. And it's very hard to put these designs for somebody else to make it. And it happened to us a lot. These teams in Texas that used to call us and bring the designs to other people. And when we saw, you know, in their social media, they were wearing our own designs. It got to the point where we're like, hey, you know, like knocking the door and like, hey, you guys are doing something that is not right, you know? So yeah. If you respect your work and you respect our work, just this state of, you know, like, don't do that. And they react good. They didn't say anything. They say, oh yeah, you're right, blah, blah, blah. But it's that kind of stuff that you don't want to do, right? So we stopped doing that a little bit, and then we just get the feedback, right, and try to create our own so we don't have this kind of conflict. But some teams, we would love to, you know, go all in and create this and, you know, like something very different, but they very like, oh, no, just, you know, go easy on this, go easy on that. We don't want to this year too much. We just want something simple and something like that. I think that happens with us last year in Ann Arbor. I feel like the design wasn't really, you know, spectacular as we wanted it for last season. But this season is going to be good. This season, I know you guys are going to like it. This season is going to be good. I already saw the kid and it's going to be really good.
Got my eyes on you guys.
Right. All right. So I got the hard-hitting question. And this is coming from a teacher and a father who hates hearing this question. But which one's your favorite? Which baby's the best?
For all the kids?
Yeah, all the kids that y'all have came out with. What's?
I'm gonna say myself, and I'm gonna say the Ronaldinho one.
Safe. It's a good answer. It's a great answer, but safe.
No, but I mean, design wise, to me, it's very hard to put it in there, you know, because then you had to ask me like, what is it that makes it special, right? Is it the culture, or is it the lines? Is it this? Is it that? Is it the meme behind the jersey and all that kind of stuff? I think one of the jerseys that I really like is the one Brian is wearing, because Ann Arbor, I really work hand in hand with Bilal, one of the owners from the club. And he had a lot of meanings, you know, the flags, the details that he put into it. It was very significant for them, so I really like when they work with us like that, you know. So that one is special to me. Chicago House, I really like a lot, because like I say, they went from Nike to us, and we were expecting something like, okay, you know, like people might just take it the wrong way or not too good, but it was the total opposite. People were like loving it, and Chicago House sold a lot of jerseys. You know, they didn't sell it through us, they sold it themselves, but they were asking from us, you know, a lot of jerseys for them. So this year's jersey is gonna be really good as well, man.
This is actually almost bought last year, Chicago House. Like I never heard of Chicago House. I'll be completely honest. I never heard of Chicago House. Then all of a sudden, like my Twitter, I know. Wipe that face off, Kayla. I know. But like all of a sudden, like my Twitter just blew up last year. I'm like, that's a dope kit. Like, we need to talk about it, you know? So, like,
yeah, it's pretty cool, man. I like the kid. There's some kids that we've done that I will be culture one. The culture is very nice. I like, you know, that one too. It's a lot of teams. That was last year. So, when it's something like you want to do more and this and that, you're like, you know, and they're like, no, we want a more serious looking this year, which you got to respect, right? Like, you got to just go with, you know, what they want to do for the year. So they want, last year, they want to go a little bit more serious, you know, in the field, and we kind of put it together. But then I think this year they're gonna really go up. You know, they design a really nice case, so it's gonna be good.
Tomas, hey, thanks for the love, Tomas. Western Mass legend over here. Just great player, great guy. Let's get you signed to a League One team or championship team, huh, big guy? Huh? Let's do it, dude. But yeah. I mean, yeah, Diego's been awesome to talk to. For people who are listening only, he said, I don't really know Diego, but it's clear that he's a great professional. He works alongside Chris, which shout out Chris, by the way, who is a great friend, great show tonight. Thank you so much, Tomas. But yeah, if you haven't seen Tomas Dubin, I don't know what to tell you. This is not the USL show, but I'm just letting you know, like the dude is crazy and can put a ball on a platter. It's disgusting. How it is.
Nice, yeah.
So I guess you kind of led into a question that I have about certain teams, because you'll come with teams that they have their, I mean, we talked about this before with Kaylor and stuff like that. Like, they have their thing.
Yeah.
They have the sash. They have something that's identifiable for them. I know you do what the team wants you to do. Have you ever tried to like get a team to like sway or like be creative with the sash or, you know, whatever their thing is? Because like you said, like the last thing, they wanted a more serious look, but then I see it, I'm like, hey, like a black kit. So like,
Of course, we always present that, you know, that something that makes them different. You know, the way we work is, you know, if your team approaches, we will create a whole catalog for you, not just the jersey. We will, you know, training gear, you know, apparel gear, like the track suits, everything, you know. So we will present this catalog to you, and then you start making decisions. Oh, I like A, I like B, I like C, right? In all these designs, there's always, you know, the very cool ones, then the more serious ones, and then when he start picking, oh, I like A, right? So you're like, he likes more like a serious tone on the jersey, right? But we do ask him, like, listen, you've been with, and we analyze the team as well, right? We're not just working with a team just to work. We analyze who they work with before, right? What are the designs that they have for the past 3 years? Are they pretty cool? Are they crazy? Are they this? Are they that, right? Have they done anything different? No, it's just the same stock for 3 years. Okay, so they need something now that is, you know, pretty cool. So that's our recommendation to the people, right? Listen, and we tell them, listen, for the past 3 years, you've been wearing this other brand, right? And it's just a plain jersey. If you come out with a really cool kid, it's going to be, everybody's going to talk about it. You get them thinking and they're like, oh, yeah, that's show me what you got, you know, and then we get to work in, and that's how we do it with them, you know?
I love that.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Challenging teams, you know, want teams that actually look good and present it to them. I kind of love that. And also, as kit raiders, we love that. So, get that up, I guess.
Because, I mean, like, I'm just going to be completely honest. Like, I'm not going to buy the black AFC and Ann Arbor jersey because I'm not a fan of the team. The fans should buy it. It's a nice-looking kit, so the fans should buy it. But, like, as a kit collector and, you know, fashion snob or whatever, I'm not going to buy it. But, like, I will buy the one Brett's wearing. Like, the one Brett's wearing is sick. Yeah. You know, it's a fun design. It's got the collar. It has everything that I'm looking for.
It has a bunch of little, I don't know if you can see it, a bunch of little trees also decorated throughout. So,
right.
Fun detail.
So, like, sometimes, you know, I try, as a buyer, I'm trying to weigh, like, okay, do I care about the team? No. Is it a sick kit? So, you know, I feel like it's always that hard juggle to do.
Yeah,
that was actually something I was going to ask. Was weighing up fans versus kit collectors.
Yep.
Yeah, we're two different
because people. They are different people. I am someone, and we've talked about this on the show a lot, if something has a collar on it, I blindly buy. I am a simple person. If there's a collar, I buy it blindly. But also, if you're a fan of a soccer team down in like Miami or Tampa Bay or Birmingham, where it's 1,000 degrees all the time and you don't really collect kits, you don't want to wear a collar to a match, and neither do the players. How do you balance the people who are into kits and also just the fans who are going to be the bigger buyers, I suppose?
I believe that's the when we study the team, right? When you study the market, like what is it that where the team is from, right? And what kind of following does the team have, right? And then if it's a team that is recognized a lot in the US, then you got to think about, you know, more people, right? Like, hey, you know, you're from Miami, but you got a big following. Let's do something creative where everybody can just come and wear it, right? Or people like you guys that love design, love to see something different, you know, because your team plays an important league or make it to the finals all the time. We suggest that you create this so everybody, since you're going to be in there, you know, over there in the national finals or whatever the case may be, now you can see more, you know, more eyes are going to be on you and you can get some revenue or people from, you know, you don't even know where they're going to start buying your stuff, you know? And it's a decision from the team as well, right? If they care about their fans and about their brand, they will say, okay, you know, let's do it. If they don't really care about it, and some people don't, like they think they know the way, they just be like, no, I just need jerseys for my team or whatever the case may be, right? So we kind of come in and kind of like, hey, look, is this world this big, right? And you're seeing it this little. So you want to see it this big? And some people just go like, okay, let's do it. You know, some of this, they don't really go for it, but we will still obviously work with them, you know? And just like you say, you didn't even know Chicago House, right? Yeah. And maybe if they didn't work with Diaza, you wouldn't even know still, because they still be wearing Nike, which is a plain jersey, you know?
Yeah.
And since they got this cool jersey, a lot more people start seeing it, right? And it appeals you to like, oh, maybe I buy it because it looks so cool and it's different and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So the design is very important.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I have a USL League 2 team right down the road from me. And, like, I follow them to an extent. USL League 2 is kind of hard to follow because there's, like, 8 million teams. But I follow them, and I try to pay attention. But, like, I'm not going to buy the kit because it's a kit that starts with a P, and it's just a plain kit. I don't try to diss other brand names, but it has a wild cat on it, but like it's a t-shirt, and I don't want to pay $70-$80 for a plain black t-shirt or a plain wine red t-shirt. So like I feel like they would be perfect for you, like, and we have I'm around the St. Louis area, we have an MLS market as well. Mm-hmm. So I could see them being that team that's like, we're not going to try to compete with the MLS side. But I feel like, on the other hand, like Chicago, there's like there's like 14 different teams in Chicago by itself. Mm-hmm. But they have an MLS side that people know about. But now all of a sudden people know about Chicago House and are buying their kits who don't know about them, who don't follow them. I feel like that USL League 2 team could be getting extra revenue by not being stuck in this big kit, comfortable, you know, your safety net per se.
Yeah, I feel like it's a comfort zone, right? It's just when you just feel secure with this retail brand because you don't know anything else, right? When somebody comes to you and give you more options, and that also becomes an issue because we have clubs that they work, and especially youth clubs, we have a lot of youth clubs. They work so many years with, you know, the catalog ones and the older brands and all that, that when you tell them, hey, you could create your own, you know, like, let's create your own. And they're like, what do you mean? Wait, you mean like, put something here? And yeah. I'm like, yeah, you can definitely put something here. They're like, wait. So you're telling me that I can change the color? I'm like, yes, you could do it. They even get surprised by it. And then it's like, oh, wow. You know, like, I didn't even know you guys work like that and this stuff. And we also creating this studio in here in New York where people can come in and we just appoint one designer and create their own right there live. You know, like they can start doing like their own stuff and all that kind of stuff.
That's
and,
sick.
Do we need a trip to New York now, Fox?
Yeah. Yeah, field trip. How do you feel about feathers?
Don't answer the question.
Feathers are they're here and they're the next blackout kit. They're the next map kit. Feathers are the next map kit. I'm telling you.
I have one last question for you. It's not about feathers, so nor thoughts here. So one of what I've asked everyone is kind of it's just have an opinion piece, honestly, is kind of about national team kits. I know Colombia's kind of had some fun ones, especially the Women's World Cup. They had a really nice one. Honestly, it looked really good.
Oh, yeah. Top five choice.
Yes. Is kind of, you know, are they kind of boring or, you know, like kind of incorporate a whole country, you know, like just kind of just a little bit of an opinion on kind of national team kits and kind of that.
I think with the national teams, it's a representation of your country, right? And that means politics, that means, you know, cultural decisions, that means, you know, sponsors, that means a lot. It's a total different game to me, right? It's something that, you know, if you put the wrong color, the wrong image in a jersey, it could be offensive to the whole country, you know? So I think that's why brands and you know, the designers, because obviously these teams have designers as well, they are very careful with what they put in the jersey, you know, because it's a lot more, like I say, you know, political and this and that, and it's pretty tough to create something that, you know, symbolize a whole culture, right? Because, I mean, just in Colombia, yeah, it's a country, but it has, you know, it has, let's say, 50 cities, right? Each city, it has a different meaning. They have a different accent. They have a different cultural just within Colombia, you know? So if you put I remember they wanted to put something that is called sombrero volteado, which is, you know, this little hat that symbolized Colombia, right?
Yeah.
Symbolized Colombia, but not really. It symbolized one city from Colombia, which is Barranquilla, right? So the people from the capital, the people from Medellin, they were like, why are you guys putting that there? You know, that's not from Colombia. That's just from the, you know, from over there, the beach, from the people from there, you know, like, and it was this controversial that they had to took it off. So it's all these kind of, you know, like political stuff and becomes cultural with the whole country. So I think that's why they're always careful with that. And also, you know, you're in a national team. You want to look serious. You want to look, you know, not that it takes away from not looking serious, having a cool, nice design, right? But I guess that's the perspective that, you know, these people been running the game for the longest and they come from that, right? You don't see Diego Hurtado running a national team because it's just old people from back in the day, you know, years of doing that, you know, because if I run the national team, it will be different. You know, so
what you're saying is that they are boring. Just long-winded answer, right?
They're safe. They're safe because of great reasons.
Yeah, exactly. They're safe. They're safe. Some of them are, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. The Women's World Cup, oof, there's some jerseys, very nice jerseys.
Yeah. Adidas, yeah. I know, I feel like they did step up and tried to represent the countries.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's good. I think these older brands are detecting that, right? Like, oh,
yeah,
you got to do something because, you know, there's people behind those that, I mean, not that, you know, obviously I aspire to get to that level, but it's going to take years, right? But they're going to be like, oh, you know, there's other, you know, people doing, you know, because they say brands like Macron, Kappa, they come from great designs, you know, great quality. Mm-hmm. I respectfully admire their work, you know, and when you have these brands, knocking the door. You know, Castore is a brand that is, you know, like bringing something different. So from England, so these big brands are like, we might do, you know, shift it a little bit and put some designs on it. They probably just do it for a while and then, you know, go back to the plain jersey. Yeah.
I mean, like, I feel like that's kind of what happened with the USA jerseys. You know, we had the denim kit and we had the bomb pops and we had some fun kits, but like, well, let's be honest about the denim kit. During the time, the players hated it. The fans didn't really like it. It honestly was a meh look until recently. And now everyone's like, oh, it's retro. And, you know, it's this like nostalgic vibe to it that's making people want the denim kit again. But like, it wasn't professional. Like, people thought we looked silly.
Yeah.
You know, people were disrespecting America because of the denim kit. I don't think people crapped on the bomb pop, but it's just a fun kit. I don't like it.
It happens too that, you know, the other brands, as we're calling them, they bring a lot of technology in the jersey, right? They bring a lot of new fabrics that are very hard to sublimate or create their own design onto this fabric, you know, because it has so many like jaguar fabrics and the layers and the sewing and, you know, the stitching is kind of difficult to put this together if you want to put a design with, you know, like and a sleeve and put it in the jersey. So that's what I kind of like we saw with, you know, the last collection of the Nike patterns, because they're very hard to kind of like, you know, stick to each other with a design. And I think that happens a lot, right? And the technology that they use, they just come in one tone fabric. They don't sublimate that kind of fabric. So it's harder to obviously, you know, create something different for it.
Diego, I have a couple more questions for you before we kind of wrap it up for the night. First one is the stuff I'm sharing on the screen. I was lucky enough to be a part of the Protagonist top 23 of 2023. And correct. I think two of the Diaza kits made the top 23, but I think we had to rank, I think I had four or five of them, and they were hard. They were hard to pick through, and two of them end up in the top 23. You know, getting recognition like that, yeah, from Protagonist, which is very well respected around, you know, especially lower leagues of the U.S., you know, getting that kind of recognition, and not just from one, two people, but from wide panelists too. Their whole thing is, you know, looking at kits and appreciating like what's going around the around the areas. And it's not just from the USLs or your NPSLs, but, you know, across all lower leagues.
Yeah. I mean, it was to us is always an honor to be in this pose, you know, I know the work the Protagonist has been putting out there. You know, I follow it, you know, I was before in Twitter a lot, not too much right now. But you know, Chris is all over the place. So
yeah,
Chris always tells me, you know, hey Diego, you know, look, they putting our jerseys out there, and I'm always being very grateful. I even think, you know, they contact us a few times. I know they want to run some kind of, you know, like interview or something like that. We haven't got the chance yet, but I think what they're doing right there, and, you know, obviously recognizing our work is always valuable to us, you know, and just by them, I listen to a podcast sometimes and it's what they're putting out there is just crazy, man, you know, because there's not many people like us, right, that follow these leagues and that are entertained by these leagues and all that kind of stuff, you know. So I'm glad that there's people like that, and obviously being in their polls and when they talk about us is always, you know, a good thing for us. It's amazing that they see our work, and we're always happy to be there, you know, with them.
Yes, by the way, we keep mentioning Chris, you know, USL Desde Argentina. You know, he's been around everywhere. Chris Kaufman, love that guy. everywhere. But kind of a last little thing for you, and I know you can't say who, I get it, and we can't go through detail, but you got fun stuff on the horizon. coming to Division Two and a Division One in the near future. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we've been blessed enough, and I think, you know, hard work and everything that we've been talking about is kind of, you know, paying off right now. I think people do see it different, you know, not just for the kids and everything, but for the business plans, for everything that we have built, you know, within the brand. And they notice it, right? And now we got the chance to sign with this USL Championship team and USL One Super. So you guys are going to see a lot of fun over there. You know, I know you guys are going to love it. And now, man, that's just great. You know, it could be, right now we're sitting at the table with three more. So, I mean, could be, you know, it could be four, it could be one, it could be two, you know, you never know. So.
Any of them in Kentucky? okay. No,
it could be, man. No, but also, you know, when we sign the papers and everything, because everything right now is, you know, verbal agreements, obviously we cannot disclose, but you guys will be there the first one to know. So,
the man.
Word to that.
Or the first one to mail to.
And you guys will have a free jersey from my part. You know, I'll send it to you right away.
Appreciate you.
Oh, dude.
Appreciate you, Diego.
Appreciate it.
Listen, we have gone for an hour, and it has been an absolute blast. Does not feel like it's been that long. Maybe to you, because you have to talk to me. But, you know, not to me. But listen, Diego, we cannot thank you enough for hopping on. Is there anything, one last little thing before we hop off, that you want to just kind of share with the folks, or, you know, anything along the way?
No, man. I mean, obviously, you know, I just want to say thank you again, you know, for having me on your show. I think what you guys are doing are great. You know, talking about this is very fun to me always. I think creating Diaza has been amazing to me, right? It's not a one day that I feel like I'm working. It's always, you know, like talking about soccer, talking about my story, about Diaz's story. It's just, I've been blessed to do this, and I just want to keep, you know, growing and growing. And to people out there, man, it's just that, like, the Diaz mentality, right? You can keep going. You can basically, you know, build something and be successful at it if you really wanted to. I come from a place that it was very hard, you know, growing up, and I didn't even speak English at that time. I know I have a strong accent and all that kind of stuff, but I just keep going, man. You know, keep going, keep learning, always putting myself out there, being the best of my version and just becoming better and better, man. And I think that's a reflection of the brand as well, right? Like how we have, you know, like step by step growing and growing. And I think the next years are going to be just huge for us. And I'm thankful for everybody, you know, that supports us, guys like you and obviously all the teams, all the owners that I have personal relationships with. It's been a blessing for me, man. So I just want to thank you, everybody, and thank you guys for having me here.
Hey, well, we appreciate your work. I love it. Yeah. So keep up the work, and we love having you here as well. So
The work definitely speaks the volumes.
Good quality. I love it.
Yeah. Go show some love, by the way, to Diego, D_10, because believe it or not, he did mention the footy pass. We didn't have the time to talk about your collegiate career, but maybe next time. D_10 Hurtado on Twitter. And then Chris Goffman, man, dude, thank you so much. USL desde Argentina, thank you so much. So much for setting this up. And look, next week we're back to rating kits. Might have some fun stuff on the way for the rating stuff.
Maybe a guest.
Maybe a guest. And we're always having guests. Thank you all so much for listening. And hey, it's been another episode of Kit Season. Next week, same time, be in the chat. Let's make it fun. Bye.
Guys, thank you, guys. Thank you, man. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for watching another episode of the USL Show.
The USL Show is now proudly part of the Protagonist Podcast family. Please go to protagonistsoccer.com to check out more work. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll see everyone again next time.